All right, we'll call a meeting to order at 7 o'clock Tuesday night, June 2nd. How's David doing? Haven't seen you. Well, I haven't seen anybody in a while. Well, could be. Want you to feel left out. We could have sworn about
Here, you want to borrow?
got one here sometime. Thought I did. I guess I didn't.
Is do you have it in your pocket?
No. What did you sign?
Yep.
You got three on that one. You got three on this one.
Paul for this.
Didn't put two on that one.
Okay, so I make the motion to approve and sign the minutes, payroll, and accounts payable.
Where did looks like succeed doing there it is. Knew we had a check going right here somewhere. All right. Done that. All right. Well, it's open forum, David. If you've got anything to enlighten us about or holler at us about or whatever.
Wait, it'd be a packed building doing.
Yeah, me too.
Everyone on the call. But now we're on the midsection full prod yesterday. Took care of that. I mean, that was rough right in front of Benny Bates is over there. But did Lamb Hill today. The Johnny Haynes is up to St. Catherine Court. Hopefully it'll finish tomorrow, he says. And, pavers come and gone.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. Yeah,
Earlier they've never been
we've
around.
never seen him till at least August and sometimes September.
So he is coming back to do the parking lot here. He wants you to build big mill instead of a little one.
he
Oh, we
or did you
skirted, skirted.
guys Not to interrupt, but I just have to think of something. If I don't say it, I'll forget it. Have we got any driveways to add material to,
That's what I
or
was doing this morning while the temperature was cool before the sun got on the black top and heated it up again. Yeah, actually, not a whole lot, but.
No, most of them that I saw, I went around. Whatever day I had off, Sunday, I guess it was. Yeah, Sunday I went around and looked pretty good. I haven't heard any complaints. So. Haven't heard anything good either. No news is good news.
Are we going to put speed bumps down?
Waiting on this traffic study. Because Rutland Regional Plan Commission said you can lower the speed limit and you can put them down, but you'll probably wind up getting sued in court without the traffic study. So they're coming on the 15th, they'll be with me.
15th of June.
Yeah, to
Now, who's coming? Devin?
no,
Oh, the other guys?
Ethan.
Ethan. When's he coming?
15th.
We'll probably see him tomorrow night at the garbage
So,
meeting.
I
Oh.
went over to the area we want done.
What day of the week is the 15th? Yeah, don't stop your head.
Okay.
Pretty bad, maybe.
Monday.
Monday.
Ooh, perfect.
We'll be around.
What time is he coming?
In the morning sometime.
During the
I
day. I
can tell you.
mean, that's all right. It's fine. It's Monday, though.
Well, I got it on my calendars.
Yeah, I'd probably am off on Monday.
Let me stand corrected here.
Now, are you gonna, while he's here, are you gonna get him on his Village Center deal?
Yeah, I'll talk to him about
Yeah.
that and
I'll try and
look
be
at it
around.
again. That'll give you a lot more control, even though we'd have to maintain this section of Route 30, but we go either way anyways.
Well, according to him and our state guy, now that we have this designation, grant money will
Right, it
increase.
opens more grant money up, especially for the project I want to do businesses over in that area. Which would be basically the school. There's a store as far as grants and stuff.
I
Probably a
think
little bit more for the library, maybe.
it gives us the right to lower speed limits in the
Yep.
middle of town.
Years ago, and buy.
This seems to me the part that the people don't understand is that 35 mile an hour is a 40, 45 mile an hour speed limit.
Yeah.
Yeah. 25 miles an hour is 35 miles an hour, and so forth, so on, and
So I know Paula just went through a bunch, and they actually got grants to, but their school's all over here in Meadow Lea, to get some school zone signs, but they flash. So it draws
Oh,
your
okay.
attention right to
Yeah.
them.
Yeah.
And they're actually further off the road than what the school is down
Yeah,
here.
middle school. And there's still, I mean, there's not a lot of kids, but there's kids walking both ways, afternoon and
Right,
morning.
in the mornings
Yeah.
and stuff. With school consolidation and stuff, I don't know what's going to happen with school up here. That's the
Well,
thing.
they
You
don't know
may
what's
go through
going
all this and then you may not even be open next year.
to
You know, they may be going to Meadow Lea or wherever.
happen.
Dave, when you're meeting up with that gentleman, do you need permission to put the no right turn up at the end of? Okay.
That would have to come from the state because that would be in their right of way.
Okay. I know we talked about that, so I didn't know if that was the
Yeah.
same guy to
Right
ask.
at the end
Where's
of over the Marina Bridge, where you go up through and you're facing this way, but Route 30 comes this way, so
this?
they're making right-hand turns out of there, and someone's gonna get hammered one of these times. Well,
I
I
mean, I
did,
watched
and I was.
Bob's trucks do that, and Randy's dump trucks, you know, his garbage trucks. Like, somebody is gonna get hurt. Like,
I mean, we already had one come around here this winter and whale me with a snowplow. So,
Yeah, it's a bad spot.
We can just make it a no.
There's not a hell of a lot.
All right,
It's not a
fine.
simple. It's not simple to make it a T.
No. So I was thinking of just asking if we could put a no right turn sign in there.
I would think they would think that would be a good
Yeah,
idea, but I
better.
thought a lot of the stuff we were going to change was a good idea, but apparently they don't think the
Then.
same. But we got to go through the state, through
Yeah, because
Rowan.
they're we're close enough to their the edge of Route 30 where Westlake Road comes out, that
Yeah,
it'll be
the
in perfect
transition
shape.
is pretty good now too.
Yeah.
I went through there yesterday, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday.
And I guess I have to reach out to the line painters and just let them know that we're good to go, that whenever they wanna when they come down and do 30 or bond or whatever, and we're done paying for the year, so we can cover Westlake
Yeah,
Road there.
usually this year, I don't know. Did you call them? I never called
I never call them. They
them.
usually
They
just call.
came back at some point in
Yeah.
time.
Yep, we did that up there by the slide.
And then somebody painted. Who painted the where the slide was?
That had to be the state. And unless,
Because it,
the favor did it, because he can paint. Tom Fuller has everything.
yeah, I don't know. Somebody painted it.
Put lines down if we wanted to. And I was thinking about taking the solar sign off of Gary's lawn up there on Heath Road and put it back over by the cottages on Westlake Road.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good idea.
And that slowed them down a lot. It's just pretty
Slow,
much
slows them
there.
down and it quiets them down.
But I kind of wanted to wait until after the speech going.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Where's
That's
the other
it.
one? Still by France?
Yeah, that one's still there. Keep that one in the village.
We got to figure out something to do by that store.
Yeah, we talked about that. Talked about it, and it just
Got to
the
narrow.
point of doing it, because Brian said he didn't care what we did with it, as long as it didn't interfere with the plowing.
I mean, it's got to be narrowed up. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Put the island back in the middle of it. Used to be an island in the middle of
Yeah.
it.
Can you just put guardrails or something? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Well,
rather than
someone
plowing.
said mafia box, and well, that's not considered a guardrail device.
Plus, it looks like hell.
Permanent guardrail
Plus, they
device.
look like hell.
Right. Couldn't we just put it like a guardrail?
You stripe it and then you curb
We got a
it.
bid on curbing it. We tried to get a grant, but didn't happen. So. But you can't, in addition to the fact they screw up the intersection, you can't see. You got to get out in the middle of the road to see if anybody's coming.
Right. No, I know, like Julie, she started having their deliveries through the back in the
Yeah.
rear parking lot there. Then, but now all the employees park out there, so it's kind of tough. But if they
I
get
think
there
this.
early enough in the morning, they can park out front and.
Well, I think this girl, it would be worth talking to her. Has nothing to do with parking, but I talked to her about, asked her when she was going to sell coffee like every other convenience store in the country does. And the next day she had the coffee and pots out there where you can get at it rather than waiting for the girl to cook three fried egg sandwiches
Yeah.
before you get a coffee. And
Yeah. Well, they used to have that.
then
They
she
used to
brought
have
news, she,
containers out there.
yeah, she brought newspapers back. So she's, I think she's willing to. if you ask her about that, or I don't know if we could, if you paint it and just put no parking signs there, that'll last about 10 minutes and they'll be on the ground.
Move the stop sign though to the edge.
Now there's only one stop sign there, right?
Yeah.
We got another one, don't we?
No. We put two on the other side.
Yeah, but
I have other signs.
Okay.
Now that Dickie Bobcat's getting off that corner, I don't know.
I just don't know if somebody just knock it down for the sake of knocking it down if we put it up there with no curbing or protection.
Yeah, or they'll try pulling in behind it and have a trailer and then they'll run it over.
Yeah, I got a feeling it'll disappear one way or the other. Intentionally or accidentally, but the end result will be the same.
Ideally, it would be curb it and put a swale so the water can still come out the parking lot and get to the storm drains down in the middle of Duty parking lot there. Like it does now.
When you have that might be something to bring up to Mr. Ethan when he's in town. Once we got here, any question you think about asking, ask it.
Yep.
Other than that, I don't see any problem. That woman, I sent her back. I responded to her. And
I see you respond. Someone from one Facebook viewer.
I thought the best place to get her information would be to look in a town report or the town website. Or Paul's website.
The two green ladies that complain, they don't even live in town. They live in Greenville.
I think they were talking about the gas station.
Yeah, that's pretty good over there, actually.
No, but it's chewed up.
In the gas station. So
yeah.
I mean, they got a hole that deep.
Yeah, there were a couple holes right in the gas station part of it.
Because I got an awful, I mean, I understand it gets a lot of traffic, but so do a lot of other intersections. And I think whoever paved that, which I would guess would have been Mr. Freed, probably really didn't spend a lot of time or effort or money having it done when he built the gas station.
I think the state.
I think they just threw down some blacktop on top of whatever was there.
Because Paul's farming near Jim, he was talking to me. He said that Wilk was supposed to get over there, but they didn't get over there. And I said, well, I think the state paved it. But so it needs to be dug right out. Base and some
putting a coat of paint, putting a coat of pavement down there, it's not in a year, it'll be just like it is now.
Not even. But, anyways.
All righty. That's enough to keep us busy for a few minutes. We'll get to it. As far as correspondence, I have a overweight permit from Mr. Tatro Trucking, which I believe he logs, I think. So I would entertain a motion to accept his or to disapprove.
I'll make a motion to approve and sign the overweight permit for M. Tatro Trucking.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a couple of things. Did you see this on the FEMA letter on the FEMA that they're going to redo the floodplain? On the, well, the only thing, Castleman River, Meadowee River, and the Wells Branch, the only one of As I know, that's a boil and branch. Joey is trying to get a bridge up where that cabin is. I gave him a set of floodplain maps to look at. He's been in contact with the people. I don't know. I guess they're playing hardball with him, from what I can gather. They want him to spend a lot more than he needs to spend on a housing, a bridge to get to a house.
Right. And I know when that bridge washed out the telescope's property up there off East Willow Road, they looked into putting the bridge back there. Well, they want one bridge 100 foot long.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be that 100 foot long, and plus a lot higher than what it is. And
as far as I know, and maybe somebody knows more than I do, I didn't get a chance. Chris Pritchard sent us a newsletter or an email yesterday or today. I guess anything to do with that 181 is nothing happened with it. So the people here that wanted us to get involved in it, I think it's all, the bad stuff is all gone bye-bye.
Well, I think it's only delayed. I think it'll come back around.
Oh, it'll come back, yeah, but we...
So, I mean, to me, I don't believe the wells, but I follow it, I believe something happened to it.
We did a letter, I wrote one, and I mailed it.
So, the other deal, that septic tank, I can't remember if I mentioned this. I might not have known it until the last meeting. But anyways, the last word I heard, the type of sand they had to have that was in the original plan is unavailable. So they had gone back to Neil Kamen, and he was going to, they were supposed to be approving the next notch up for sand.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been up by there, so I don't know if they're doing anything yet or not.
Well, we graded there last week and wasn't going on. So.
Okay. So they're waiting for state approval on using this sand.
Right.
Well, that's where that lies. Now, I don't know what the hell I just did, but there it is. Paving is all done and tidied up. You're going to get a hold of somebody to do the lines. Old business, that's about it as far as I know. I don't have anything new.
Have you heard any movement on the hazardous mitigation plan?
I signed
an amendment
yesterday, or I don't know what day it was. Yesterday, I guess. And I haven't heard a word other than that. I believe she's got a meeting, I don't know, 6th in June. I think that she's got the meeting scheduled. I can't remember. It's on the thing. 6:27 or something. I don't know. Or, do you remember, Norm? Anyways, there's a notice of it. And I think as of now it goes to the state. I guess they've approved it, the Rutland Regional. And now it has to go to the state and to FEMA. And then at some point in time, it comes back here.
Right. I think she did an amendment to like December, I think.
And I think she's talking till it's finalized October,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
There's a couple more steps for the town plan, too, isn't there? That isn't complete yet.
It should be. The,
I think it's completely.
The town one?
Yeah.
You mean the planning commission one?
Yeah.
As far as I know, that's all, should be all approved and tidied up. They told me it was.
For some reason, I thought they had to go through the state and then come back to us.
No, I think it. I think it's all approved. Yeah. I'm not. I'm positive it is. Anything I've got under new business is, which I'm going to bring that up now. We have a lady running for the library, open library trustee position, which she sent a letter. Doreen Cinto, I don't know if you know, she's helped Nora out on a few times, lives up on, all right, if you get on Burgess Road, don't turn right, don't turn left, you're in her living room. Go past Gregor's kid's garage there. And,
if you miss the channel, don't think I'm the property.
She says, I'm interested in being a library trustee for the Wells Library. I have a background in many things that feel can help. I guess it's supposed to be I feel can help with contributions for the library trustee board. I feel like I bring a lot of fundraising activities and help with many of the activities that the library is involved in. I'm a team player and I think the library should be the center of the town, and I'm willing to make it happen.
Nice.
Has that gone through the trustees?
They're going to vote on it this Thursday, so we were hoping to do this contingent on their approval, so that way Michael is the one that has to resign. He wanted to be done by the end of June, and so it'll be up to you guys. Our next board meeting again is this Thursday, so she would do it Thursday. I don't know which is that July 4th or something. When is July 4th? I don't know when our meeting, the next board of trustee meeting will be in July. That's when we.
July, so what is it, the first?
It's always the first Thursday of the month.
So that would be July 2nd.
Okay, so, yeah.
All right, in that case, I believe you have to recluse yourself. I would make a motion to accept Doreen's application or letter of intent and pass it on to the library.
With the trustees' approval, I'll second it. You know, for some reason, if they've got a problem with it, because I don't know anything about this gal.
Oh, you would know if you saw her. She's been in here on case. She worked with Nora there a year or two back.
So if they've got some kind of an issue that I don't know about.
I don't know of any. She did come to our last board meeting, too, to talk to everybody, ask questions, and see how everything
went. So it seems that the trustees are okay?
I obviously can't speak for them, but I don't know of any issues.
Now, has she been to a meeting with you guys or no?
Yes, she did. She
okay.
Came. Yes, Doreen.
So they know.
Yes.
They now know her.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, she came to the last to May's meeting.
Okay. All right. I have no problem other than that. Yeah, she got the approval of the other group, but yeah.
I wanted to bring something up.
Okay.
So the email, did you read the email from the sheriffs?
Yes, it's all wrong.
Okay, good. Never mind.
Dates are wrong.
I tried to highlight it.
I was going to say, I'm like, I could be reading this wrong, but okay. So
I called the dispatch number and they're closed.
Okay.
I don't know when I started. They used to be able to do two. And when I worked there, we nights you stayed till 2. You were there till 2. And they closed. But, and then I called the sheriff's personal cell phone and some animated lady came on there and told me that to leave a message and she'd see if the sheriff could get back to me. And she didn't like my message, I guess, so I will call him tomorrow. So yeah, I did see that. And I eliminated about, have you heard from Gina? I have not heard from her in a week or two.
Gina and I are launching the website Thursday morning here. We figured it would be better when office was closed, so I could pay attention and write notes.
Okay.
Directions.
Are we positive that that's going to do away with WikiWiki and Poopy Poopy and all these friggin' mutts?
Well, and we
Leppy Leppy
that.
And so forth?
Yeah, we're hoping that. We will make that happen. At least I can talk to Gina more than I can talk to Karen, unfortunately, if we can make that happen, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens? You launch this website. What happens? Do we already have a website? Where does...
We are going to... Well, we're going to call Karen, unless you guys want to call Karen and let her know. I'll email her. Let her know that we will no longer be needing her services. She does not need to re-up the domain name from that end.
When are we supposed to re...
It's usually in June sometime. I have not heard from her. So I was going to wait till Thursday until it... I can make sure I can use this one because Gina promised that we will be able to use it. We have to.
And I know how to use WordPress too, so I can help you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. So.
Okay.
And then I will, unless you want to send her an email, I will send her an email and let her know that we will not be re-upping another email.
I think we ought to drag our feet a little bit and make sure this thing goes off without a hitch, or we fix the hitches before we get too far down the road.
Well, I don't want her to re-up it and then demand that $900 from us anyways. You know what I mean?
Well, if we're not going to use it, I don't understand. I mean, she can demand anything she wants, but demanding and getting are different things.
Us giving her a heads up. So I just think we should give her a heads up and saying it just didn't work for us. It's just too difficult.
No, I'm thinking, I'm not saying put it out there for 2 months. I'm saying put it out there for a few days just to...
Oh, no, absolutely.
You know, if you're going to bring it on Thursdays, you know, make sure that the thing...
No, absolutely.
Friday morning.
I drive too far, yeah. And then you want to talk about the agenda, Dawn.
Yes, I do.
I know that we had said we would keep people on. Like, if somebody wanted to come in and talk, we were going to put them on the agenda. So I'm not sure what happened with that this window, but I will make sure that that happens. That if someone wants to talk for quite some time on something.
Yeah, basically, I don't mind if John Q. Citizen wants to come in here and talk about a muddy spot in his road or knocked a mailbox down or something. But when you get like those two guys that came in here with the, what was the
deal? DEI thing.
And sit here for an hour, hour and a half, they need to ask for permission to speak, not just park their car and walk in the front door.
And I do believe that
because they don't have a clue what we have already have on the agenda,
right.
And it might be a long meeting for whatever reason. And I just don't think it's fair to us not knowing. I mean, that's the way every other town does it. They, you know, I mean, like I say, we have the open forum for a citizen that wants to complain about her overdue book bill at the library or whatever. And but I don't see why, you know, if it's, you know, an organization of some kind or somebody that wants to prove a point.
I do think you should make a time limit to go do the town meeting ball, because otherwise it can drag on for hours.
But no, some of these guys, you know, you talk to them and they, oh, well, it'll be a half an hour. Those guys said, oh, 20 minutes or so. And I think they're an hour and 20 minutes. And then they want to come back the next week, the next meeting. So that was my thing on the agenda. The other thing is, I think we need to give some thought to the way the holidays are. I personally think it's stupid for a somewhat major holiday, i.e. Memorial Day, Veterans Day, that kind of thing, to have this place open. And then on a day when it isn't such a major holiday, it's closed. I think we got some holidays that are in the wrong area.
Right. We looked at the holidays, and I think the ones we're missing, as far as federal holidays, is what I looked up for you. I'm probably not going to get in order, but we're missing President's Day, Indigenous People Day, June 13th, and Martin Luther King, I think.
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, excuse me. I apologize. Juneteenth.
Just June 19th.
June 19th. What supplement is this year? Juneteenth, March.
So I'm just going to June 19th.
President's Day. And
yeah, it's Indigenous. We wrote this down last meeting. Indigenous Peoples Day, Martin Luther King Day, Juneteenth, President's Day, and then we were discussing Christmas Eve and Black Friday.
Remember, they used to get Black Friday off, but if they had to work, they had only got paid straight pay. I do remember that.
What's that?
They used to get Black Friday off, and I don't know which form it, who changed it, but if they worked Black Friday, they don't get time and a half of double time. They get straight pay. In the same
right, yeah, way.
Christmas Eve to me.
I had a lot of discussions with that. I don't believe that should be correct.
Do you think they should work or not work?
No, no. If it's a holiday, I don't care if it's a 4th of July, Christmas Day, Hanukkah, whatever. If it's a day that they get off and the next day we get a 2-foot snowstorm, if the holiday falls on a Friday and Saturday, they've got their 40 hours in for the week or whatever. And it just, I don't understand. I'm not sure it's even legal to do that.
Okay.
So but are you saying
if you're working a normal week, like the 4th of July is whatever day you said it was, Thursday or something. They work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday is a holiday. South Street Bridge collapses into the river like Doug said it was going to do. And they go up there and fix it. They don't get paid for, or they get straight time. I don't think that's correct. They work their 4 hours.
Not the holiday for the day after.
Yeah. No, I mean that. That's what I mean. I mean, they've got their 40 hours, whether it was a holiday 40, whether 8 hours of it was a holiday pay or 8 hours of it was you worked.
When we set that up, I fought for that. And I didn't win.
You did.
I didn't care if they actually worked that or it was their holiday. It's still 40 hours, no matter what.
Yeah, that's my point. I was trying to explain that, and I couldn't get it off the ground.
I mean, the one way to avoid that Black Friday issue is if we left them at 10-hour days, 4-day work weeks. Year-round, like I know they were all like, because I know John was talking about that with Poultney and stuff, and I know he's talked to you about that, Don. So that's a way to avoid that Black Friday is just to...
No, but I just don't, I'm not sure that's the answer either, because in the dregs of the winter, it's dark at 3:30 and it doesn't get light till about 10 o'clock in the morning. It drives me nuts. I hate that. If I want to live in Alaska, I'd back up and move.
But that's a short...
I'm scared of it there.
Well, how do the workers feel about the nighttime?
Think whatever we get. But
how do you feel about the 4 days,
though? I mean, the as far as the 4 days goes, 40 hours and 40 hours, whether you deal with 4 tens or 5/8 or what.
But, I personally think tens are more productive.
They are.
At least in the summer.
Get more done.
Yeah. I'm fully
even in the winter time. There's times that we're in here at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. It's still dark. But we're maintaining the roads. And most generally, when we get our 8 hours in, we go home. At 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. At least if we were had 4 tens, we'd be here for the 10 hours. And you'd definitely be here before the bus. And you'd be here after the buses. So you wouldn't have to worry about
yeah, that makes Friday
paying the overtime.
Well, that makes Friday an overtime.
Right. Well, if it snows, you don't work anyways. So
yeah,
and same with Saturday.
If it was a Friday 8 hours, then you would automatically be here anyway.
Right.
Yeah, but you could pay attention to that name if they're you do that anyway, should be early, you do whatever. So if
you try it's nice on Wednesday, yeah. Double time and double time.
Who's doing 4 days beside Poley is?
Poley does and Hampton does.
We didn't really look into
it. I haven't quite figured out when Hampton works. Sometimes the middle of the week is pretty quiet.
17 miles of road, and
yeah.
It used to be you used to go in and do your stuff and then you went home. rest of the day. But he's Tyler's on salary now, so he can work 50 hours a week, and he only gonna make X amount of dollars. Period.
Now who's up there?
Just Tyler now, I believe. I don't think they got another guy. The other guy quit.
Oh, I thought. Wasn't there a Mason there?
No, he didn't go back.
He was there this winter, wasn't he?
Yeah, he generally goes in the winter, but I'm not even sure if he worked last winter.
Yeah, he did.
Is there a way we can try it out for a year or no?
See, yeah, you can do whatever you want to do. I don't mind it at all in the summer. I just, in the wintertime, the damn
darkness. I mean, if you change the hours in the winter, I talked to John about, well, if you want it, then maybe we go 7 to 5. You get your 10 hours in, and he said, half that. He did not want to work until 5 o'clock. But there's days that we're there from 5 in the morning until after 5 at night. So, I mean, you're there all 30,
kind
14 hours.
Kind of comes with territory.
Yeah. So, I don't know, 6:30 to 4:30, that's not much. You get closer to the daylight hours of 6:30, 7 versus, 4:30, 5 o'clock, it's getting dark. But 10 hours, you are more productive. And granted, we do have our days that are F-off days because of the weather and stuff, but there's usually stuff that we could do inside.
Yeah, I don't have any objection to doing it. I'm not a huge, I'm jealous.
Envious.
Well, when I worked over at the cotton bed, I worked 10-hour days, and it was much more productive.
So didn't even make a motion to approve it, or?
There's a certain thing you have to do to start the day anyway.
Right.
And you only do it 4 times instead of 5 times. And it's the same thing at the end of the day. There's certain things you have to do at the end of the day, which
you
only
are
do 4 times.
You are probably saving some energy in the wintertime.
True. You're not firing up the lights and
you're saving energy on the guys too. They don't have to work that extra day. They can relax a lot.
You try it. You can just say that, okay, we're going to let you do your four 10-hour days in the wintertime, but come Thursday afternoon, I don't want to see you on an airplane in Florida or something like that. Because if it snows the next day, you're going to be here.
Well, same rules still apply on your own call and stuff. Yeah. Right.
I guess I don't really have any objection.
No, I don't have any real objection to it. Like I say, other than I'm jealous. But
I have no objection.
I'm still waiting for a paid holiday.
Have an application. Fill out an application. I'm sure they'll hire you.
Okay, so you need me to make a motion?
I think we should, yeah.
Okay, so.
Then we'll try it until for.
So when would you. When would you say this will take?
Well, they're already doing it now, so why don't we do it from July 1st to
July 1st?
The next coming up, the coming year, July 1st to June 30th.
Okay, our fiscal year. Okay, so make a motion to approve a 4-day work week, 10 hours each day for the highway department to run fiscal year July 1st, 2026. To June 30th, 2027.
Yep.
And hours to be determined, or you want to set the hours?
No, I think we have 11.
Well, set the hours?
Oh, it's just 10.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll second it.
And then now, are we going to talk about the holidays?
Well, yeah. It gets.
Well, that takes care of our
Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Okay. So Black Friday, yep.
The two biggest holidays that I got a problem with is when the post office is closed, Columbus Day and Veterans Day.
Veterans Day.
So you think we should be closed too?
Well, every other town, city, state in the whole damn country is closed. I mean, I don't understand why we're sitting here looking at four walls.
Okay.
Makes no sense.
A lot of towns, they get every single federal holiday.
I mean, I'm not a huge, I don't really
think
those are the ones the post office is closed. We didn't look up the rest. Those are the post office ones.
So I have no objections to the town employees having Indigenous Peoples Day, Martin Luther King Day, Juneteenth, and President's Day off. They're federal holidays and Vermont recognized government holidays as well.
I mean, there's not a lot that they can do. There's no mail. So even if it's tax time, you can't get any checks. There's no postal service, so nobody's mailing you their tax payments. And I think only one of the tax payments comes involved is involved in that.
Right, which is November.
Which, speaking of that, did you ever sit down and try to figure out what quarterly is?
Don't go there, because I love it just to be twice a year. So don't go there with me, because all I do is take taxes. So that'll never fly, but there is no quarters.
I mean, I don't know why. The way the year run, our fiscal year runs, I don't know why it can't be quarterly, but. You got one quarter there that's pretty long and another quarter that's pretty short. What the hell?
I'm aware. But no, they were here prior to any of us, so.
I don't know. I don't know how we got the quarters. I remember when they changed the taxes from once a year to a quarter.
Oh, you see, I don't remember that. I remember the March to February, that was when Kathy was here, that was before me, but.
I don't know how they came up with quarterly that's not quarterly.
I mean, if we're going to change something, I'd rather see it go to twice a year versus different quarters. But. I understand why it went to four, though. I do understand that. But
no, it's just tough that that one quarter is so short, and it's Christmas time.
I do.
You know, it's just a piss poor
way. I think the November one should be eliminated, if anything. You know. All right, let's go back to our holidays. Sorry, we got
So. Is there anyone opposed to them having holidays off, those four holidays mentioned?
I'm not opposed to it, no.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve all town employees, because it's them too?
Yeah, if you do one, you have
okay, to. All town employees to have None starting before. July 1st.
Well, it wouldn't be all town, all full-time town employees.
All full-time. Okay. Let me
write that. Part-timers.
When do you want me to put that in effect? Because Juneteenth is in like 2 weeks.
You can do it July 1st, but it doesn't. Oh,
yeah. Do it on the first of the year.
Okay.
Or the first of our fiscal year.
Okay. So I make a motion to approve all full-time town employees starting fiscal year July 1st, 2026 to have the following holidays off: Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, Juneteenth, and Indigenous Peoples Day.
I probably maybe you ought to rephrase that. Added holidays or something. Because I mean, they
added.
Wait, Reed, you think you're only getting 4 days off? And we know that's not normal.
Well, you have to go ahead and change the policy now. You have to add those to the policy.
Okay, we'll add the added holidays.
Yeah. Add the following holidays to the policy that's in place or something. What are you looking at me for?
I need to say it again.
Add,
or shoot, you got
add those four holidays to the policy, the holiday policy that's in place.
To add those following.
My full four. Time, though, like if it's a day that you would normally work, then I think that you should be paid for that day because you're working the full time hours that we give you.
What's that?
So if it's a day that the library works, because he's closed all federal holidays anyways, because he has to switch it to Saturday. So if it's a library day, you have to recuse yourself from this one. But we always used to give Gina that holiday paid, even though it wasn't stated that way. So say Christmas Day is Wednesday and they work Wednesday, then shouldn't they be paid because we're not allowing them to work the day that they normally do? I mean, is that a big deal to you guys? It's not, is it?
Library would probably be pretty lonely on Christmas
Day.
It
probably would be, yeah. So it's their normal
day. Not our library. We're hopping now.
I just think it's their normal day to work, and they should be paid for that day.
Yeah, we've done that in the past. We've always been fun
with them. Oh, okay.
Okay. Are we good now?
I believe so. So I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
No.
Oh, I thought you... I see you all
I'm at the end of the list.
Okay.
But you have to spiel off a little thing if I would entertain motion.
I do have one other thing, though. But, just because we're all on this policy procedures, don't look at me like that. It's going to be 2 minutes and don't call me somebody else. Since we're on the policy and procedures and I have to type this up anyways, I was doing a little more digging and it really only calls for 30 hours to be full time. And that would loosen up Sherry's 32 and a half exactly. So it doesn't have to be 32 and a half. That was based on Rutland Hospital. So if we're typing up, I looked it up in the, well, not state, we only work for state health, we don't have to work 20. But in order to get insurance in the state of Vermont, it is only 30 hours. It's not in the hospital. So I didn't know if I'm typing it, if I can just change that 30 hours plus. Then if she's only here 30 hours versus 32, no one's going to have a fit.
I'm guessing you would have to amend employee manual.
Well, we're going to have to do that with a policy.
That is correct.
Yeah, so for amending, we might as well amend all at one time. And it wouldn't change our hours at all here anyway, so, but it would stay the same. It would just change her coming in at 6 o'clock and then going into like 6:30. Her and I, but that
I'm not a huge fan of that either.
Right, so this way it'll fix that because we only have to do 30, especially.
I don't believe we do much business from 6 to 8.
You know what, believe it or not, I do. And believe it or not, that 6 o'clock on nights we do. It's like,
what? No, at night, I'm not, yeah. I'm saying at 6 a.m.
Well, we do some at 7. We do, I haven't had anybody prior.
We usually here way before 7.
I know. But that gives us time to think and get our day started. So I didn't know if that was acceptable.
I'm going to say on my quick Google search, it appears Nora is correct. Just needs to be a minimum of 30 hours to be considered full time to get benefits.
Sounds fair.
That's.
Yeah, I think 32 or 30, what's the difference?
Don't forget the hour.
She get paid hourly?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Just my thought, if we're going to change the policy.
What's that?
If we're just going to amend the policy book, I thought it would be a good time to do it at the same time.
I guess we would have to have a motion on that as well.
I didn't write my notes. Okay, so make a motion to amend the policy to include 30-hour work week for to be considered full-time with benefits.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, are you leaving the door open? What happens? And what are the discriminatory issues of David having to work 40 hours and you're having to work 30 hours? And you get the same pennies.
Because the policy states the highway department needs to be here 40 hours a week. That's their job description. I don't know. That's what what's the difference of we're getting benefits at 32 and a half and they're getting them at 40?
But actually, we're only following state law, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
No, I just.
This is what I did.
No, I just was thinking that we're not always going to be dealing with David, Doug, and John.
No, I know, but maybe you might have to change them.
I've had enough employees in my day that they can think far faster than you can about how to get out of work and about coming to work.
Well, then I guess we save money this summer if they only want to work 30 months.
Well, that's all I was concerned with.
Now we can have a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Are we ready for the motion to adjourn, or do we have one?
I got to get up my line and get it out by the time.
Oh, sorry.
What we have to do now is that I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Should anybody have anything else come before us, bring it up at this time. Otherwise, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Hearing nothing.
Okay, I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Unanimous.
You know.